Well, it is a pleasure to be back with you once again, and one of those things that we can always count on through the years as we've been serving the Lord there in Puerto Rico for 21 plus years is Fellowship Baptist Church never was lacking from the list. Always there faithfully, and that's a great testimony to have. Just the testimony of God's goodness as well as your burden to see the gospel get out to the world. Well, God's kind of redirecting our steps these days, as you may have seen out there in the lobby. Our display board has us now going to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm going to let the gentleman up in the sound booth go ahead and show our presentation, and that'll get you up to speed pretty well, and then we'll add a few more comments before we get into the Word of God this evening.
John Miller, missionaries with Gospel Fellowship Association of Greenville, South Carolina. On January 5, 1995, our family arrived in Ponce, Puerto Rico to begin our missions ministry.
The Lord has blessed our family throughout these 21 years and the ministry He placed on our hands at Missionary Baptist Church. We have seen souls saved in the Christian school and in the church. What a joy to watch these new believers grow.
Victor showed up each week for discipleship with all the verses for the Bible study listed by page number so he could find them quickly. Baptisms followed the careful teaching of the Word, and most of these became members of our church.
Chu came back to the Lord, was baptized, and went on to sing God's praises before he was called to glory.
Danny trusted Christ and was baptized, and showed true spiritual growth until cancer took him home to heaven. His mother Norma and cousin Elias continued to serve the Lord faithfully.
We praise the Lord for each profession of faith across the years, and the conviction to take the step of obedience and be baptized. The seaside has been our usual baptismal pool, though construction has begun on a portable baptistry.
Our last baptism was on May 22, 2016. Margarita is the daughter of a faithful member, Mina. She thought she was saved until Teresa and I spoke with her several months ago.
Like the pastor said, I mistakenly thought I was saved. But it wasn't true until the pastor showed me from the Word how to be saved. Now I want to take this step of being baptized because I want to continue serving the Lord as I should.
Sister Margarita, it is my great pleasure to baptize you on the basis of your profession of faith as a true daughter of God. As the Word of God says, we are buried with Christ in His death and resurrected to new life.
God's grace has been evident in so many lives. Ramonita hobbled to church for years on bad knees and with a bad heart, but always had a smile on her face.
Efrain is a former drunkard whom God saved through his wife's prayers. He is now our music director.
Juan and Gladys have served the Lord faithfully and teach the Word to others. Gonzalo is another able teacher of the Word.
Juan has recently been restored to fellowship after straying from the Lord. Carlos and Sita are great encouragers of the Lord's people.
Felicita, Josefina, and Herminia are faithful ladies whom the Lord has used to reach out to family and friends. Pepe and Carmen have been faithful members for over 30 years.
We prayed and pursued Nelson until he repented. He has become a faithful student of the Word. Laura prayed for her husband in the darkest of times and rejoiced to see her husband's transformation. Victor is a Bronze Star hero of the Korean conflict. His wife and family prayed for his salvation for 20 years before he trusted the Lord.
Pedro came to the Lord a few years after our arrival in Puerto Rico and serves the Lord faithfully with his wife Miriam. His mother Esther recently trusted Christ. Ada is Miriam's mother and is the reason her family is following the Lord. Esperanza adopted our children as her grandchildren. Our boys helped recruit teens for Sunday school and activities.
Teresa taught our ladies' Sunday school class. She also led a weekly children's Bible club called God's Treasures. She planned the VBS each summer and involved many church members in leading the game time, teaching new songs, presenting the Bible lessons, and teaching the missionary stories. Teresa also taught elementary students in our school. One of our ladies had the following to say about Teresa's ministry.
And now I would like to share a few words about our sister Teresa, who has been for all of us ladies an example of humility and meekness. the greatest of collaborators in all things related to the ladies' group. The quality of her spiritual life has transformed us. As a woman in the Bible class, she has helped us overcome incorrect ideas and traumas of everyday life. As a wife, mother, and friend, you have given us a great example of a Christian woman. To you, Teresa, we know there are many beautiful words that perhaps we have never told you, but today we express them all to you in a word. Thank you.
Bill's ministry has revolved around the preaching of the word in Spanish.
How can we defeat Satan? By the word of our testimony, the word which we give in testimony, which is our testimony of the salvation that Christ provides, by our contending earnestly for the faith once delivered to the saints.
He also organized special music such as the Cantata Centurion and participated in planning and carrying out many construction projects. Bill also directed the ministry of Ponce Christian Academy.
Now we have handed off these labors to Ruben and Rebecca Rodriguez. He is a capable preacher of the word and has made an impact in his first year of ministry in the church and school. Incidentally, Rebecca was led to the Lord by missionary Rick Armstrong in his Hispanic ministry in California. Pastor Ruben had the following to say as they bid us farewell.
There have been here in Puerto Rico two pastors whom the Lord has used in a special way to teach me to preach the word. Two names come to my mind, pastors from whom I learned what it really means to preach the word. Of those two names that come to my mind, one is Pastor Fondmiller. This experience has been a blessing for you to have in this pulpit all these years a man who knows the word and who preaches the word, because it's not the same thing to open the Bible and say things about the Bible as to open the text and explain, teach, and exhort according to what the Word of God says, having prepared one's self.
We spent over a year making sure the church and pastor would be able to continue moving the ministry forward. A church member had this to say regarding our transition ministry.
Pastor, you have been a great blessing to us. Thank you for not leaving us as orphans, but with another missionary or pastor who will continue guiding us as you did. Thank you for everything.
As we transition away from Ponce, Puerto Rico, our desire has been to continue to reach Hispanics. The Lord has directed us to the city of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, as our next field of service.
Perhaps Lancaster brings to mind beautiful, rich farmland and the Amish laborers toiling away in their simple lifestyle.
But Lancaster has its urban side as well. Row upon row of houses on street after street compact 60,000 people into less than 7 square miles.
If you were to visit Lancaster, it might surprise you to see the constant evidence of Hispanic population. Many business names are in Spanish and are owned by Hispanics. This is true throughout the city, not just in one sector of it.
A front-page news article on June 12, 2016, declared that Puerto Ricans are arriving in record numbers. The article went on to say that Latinos comprise almost 50% of the city's population. That number is increasing every day as new folks arrive.
In fact, 80% of the Hispanics in Lancaster are from Puerto Rico and are therefore U.S. citizens. Stores stock Puerto Rican products, which we are used to buying. More than 59% of Lancaster's public school students are Hispanic, and one public school offers a Spanish immersion program for those who want to learn Spanish.
Lancaster also has a Spanish American Civic Center and a Hispanic Heritage Festival. It is also the only Spanish parish in the Harrisburg Catholic Diocese. So who is trying to reach out to the souls of Lancaster's Hispanic population besides the Catholic Church?
Pentecostal groups,
Seventh-day Adventists,
Jehovah's Witnesses, and others.
But we have yet to find a fundamental church with a significant gospel outreach to these people. Language is a barrier. Politics gets in the way. Prejudice plays its role. Yet they must be reached. It is our duty and their greatest need.
Will you help us reach this people group for Christ? We need your help. Partner with us through financial support, purchase of tracts, tract distribution, and most of all, through prayer.
We were encouraged by the response of the pastor of one of our supporting churches regarding our ministry change when he said, "So, brother, you will be doing the same work with the same people in the same language, just in a different place. You can count on our continued support."
We trust you also will partner with us to reach the Hispanics of Lancaster, Pennsylvania with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
We hope it's an encouragement to each of you to see what God has done there in the work there in Puerto Rico. We could elaborate on a lot of those stories that were there, the one with Margarita, who was being baptized, thinking she knew the Lord all the way from when she was a teenager to just recently, and Teresa and I having the privilege of showing her from God's Word that knowing Christ as Savior is more than a warm, fuzzy feeling that you get when you hear a certain thing said in a certain service. It's actually giving yourself to Jesus Christ, trusting Him to save you from your sin, and receiving Him as your Savior. And when she understood that as the true gospel of Jesus Christ, her response was very special. With tears streaming down her face, she says, "Can I do it now? I've waited all this time. I thought I had it. Can I be saved now?" Isn't it great when we see the fruit ripe and God giving the increase? It's just an amazing thing, and we could add a lot to that story to give it background, to give it depth, but suffice it to say that God's Word still produces the results that it has produced in the past. It's amazing we live in a day when it's assumed that you can't really expect the same results. But that's not true. God burdened our hearts for the area of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, starting in 1994. My wife and I graduated from high school not very far from there. And we had had to take 2 years of high school Spanish. How many of you have been afflicted with something similar? Have to take 2 years of a foreign language in high school. And you thought, "I'll never use this. There's nobody around here who speaks this language." It wasn't until we had already done our deputation and gone to language school and came back then to see to be seen off at the airport, stopped in at a mall, and found people all around us speaking Spanish. We just couldn't believe how many of them there were. So that was something we kind of filed in the back of our minds. And in 2015, as we were transitioning the church from our leadership to the pastor Ruben, who is currently there, we were beginning to pray, "God, where do you want us?" And he was closing doors on the island of Puerto Rico and making it obvious to us that we needed to put a little distance between ourselves and the ministry there in Puerto Rico, just simply so that the people would stop looking to us for leadership and look to the Lord and their pastor. And the Lord brought back to mind that situation there in 1994 when we heard Spanish in that shopping mall in Lancaster. So we started doing some research to see if there were still Hispanics in the area. We didn't realize this. We found out through our research that basically from 2000 to 2013, there was an average of 10 new Hispanics per week in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And as the newspaper article that we showed you here highlights, those Hispanics now make up 50% of the city of Lancaster. And there are an additional 60,000 in the outlying areas. And 80% of them are from Puerto Rico. What does that mean? Well, that means we speak Spanish like they speak Spanish. It means we know what their foods are, and we know what their towns are when they have them on stickers or on license plates on their car. So we understand, we can relate to them, we've visited those places, it's all very familiar to us. And the interesting thing is, if you know anything, I mean, how many of you have heard that during the last year or so, there's been a big debate about immigration? Heard anything about that debate? And it's just possible you have an opinion. I won't ask what it is. I won't even share mine. What I will say is this. It really doesn't matter if someone is a legal alien, an illegal alien, a full-fledged citizen, or visiting for the week. They all need the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's our goal. But just to settle anybody's uneasy minds, let me ask another question, which we'll see how many scholars we have among us. How many illegal aliens are in the United States currently from Puerto Rico? None. Why? They're U.S. citizens. So that's an issue that you don't even have to think about. Just to help you out, perhaps, in making that adjustment. But it's an amazing thing. As we were talking, I was talking to Rick Armstrong, the one who led our pastor's wife there in Ponce to the Lord when she was in California. So she was very excited about our ministry. She said, you're going to reach people for the gospel just like Pastor Armstrong reached me. And she was very excited about that. But I had the opportunity to speak with Pastor Armstrong in January of 2016. And he told me this. He said, when people come from any foreign country, but let's just say they come from a Spanish-speaking country, that first generation they're here from that other country, if you're going to reach them, you're going to have to do it in Spanish. Because that's really all they know. In Puerto Rico, just like here in the United States, they have to take a foreign language, English, all through school. Most of them have taken it all the way from kindergarten, all the way to graduating from high school. But just like you didn't learn to speak that foreign language when you were in school, they didn't learn to speak English for the most part. Some of them do well, but not all. Second generation, which are the children of those who came from Puerto Rico in this instance, will be bilingual by virtue of the fact that most of them will have been educated in the public school system, for instance, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And the children will be bilingual, able to work in either language, but they will still prefer Spanish because that's the language of mom and dad, that's the language of home, that's the language of the heart. By the third generation, many of the children of those children of the people who came as immigrants or who came from Puerto Rico and so were not immigrants at all, many of the third generation don't even know that first, that other language that their grandparents brought with them. And so they will demand an English ministry. But in that interval, in that first and second generation, you can win or lose your opportunity to reach a family. We mentioned the Catholic Church is there. Most Hispanics in the Lancaster area would claim to be Catholic. But only about 1, maybe 2 in 10 attend a Catholic church with any kind of regularity. Some more of those attend some of these other groups that we've mentioned. But there is a minimum of 5, and estimates go as high as 8 out of 10, who don't really go to church anywhere, who don't really think seriously about spiritual things. That doesn't sound anything like your neighbors, by the way, does it? Yes, we're becoming increasingly secular in our society. Think we have less time for God and therefore less need for God. But it's not so. If we wait until these people speak fluent English, many of them will not be interested in the gospel of Jesus Christ because their hearts have already been corrupted by false doctrine. We have an opportunity. It's not just in Spanish. It's in a variety of languages. And I want to challenge you to think creatively about how you can reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ that you may not even be able to converse with. I noticed a gospel tract out here in the lobby. A lot of them. And I think you're supposed to take them and use them, right? God's Simple Plan of Salvation. How many of you know the tract I'm talking about? Do you know you can order them economically online in over 100 different languages? So you may know someone who lives nearby you who speaks a language other than English and you think, I can't really communicate clearly with them, we can't mesh. You can find out what language that is if you're not sure. You can order tracts. They're not very expensive. How many of you have read God's Simple Plan of Salvation tract? Anybody been saved by reading that tract? Yeah. You think people could be saved reading it in another language? Absolutely. So even if you don't speak that other language, you can reach out to them. It's obviously going to be much more effective if you speak their language and can converse with them, right? And that's the burden that God has placed in our hearts, to be that witness who takes the message of the gospel directly to these people, in particular in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, in the surrounding areas. I've had at least four other pastors just in the state of Pennsylvania who said, brother, if you get the ministry set up there and you want another place you can minister, I've got space in my building, I've got people who speak Spanish, we can do this. In fact, I had one. We just happened, my wife and I, to be visiting Lancaster to just confirm what we had seen as God's leading in our lives. And we stop in at a Walmart, and a pastor from upstate Pennsylvania calls me and says, brother, I hear you're interested in Hispanic ministry in the States. I said, yes, we're actually in Lancaster right now. He says, well, I just wanted to tell you that I'm really interested in starting something out of my church. We haven't even gotten here. Friend from college days. There are a lot of places with need. And we would like to see to minister there in Lancaster, encourage churches in other areas, assist them as much as we're able to see other ministries like this started up as part of good fundamental gospel preaching churches. Because we've got a job to do. And honestly, if we're not prepared to do that job in the language that the people speak, we're not prepared to do the job. We're going to need some help. That's where someone like us comes in. Who knows who might trust the Lord through that ministry there in Lancaster and be instrumental in reaching some of these other areas or even returning to their home country and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ there.